This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today announced that India is likely to receive its first bullet train on the 15th of August 2027. Replying to a query during media briefing in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said India's first bullet train project between Ahmedabad and Mumbai is under construction. He added that the first section to open will be from Surat to Bilimora, followed by the section from Vapi to Surat.
The first section of the bullet train will open from Surat to Bilimora. After that, the section from Vapi to Surat will open, then the Vapi to Ahmedabad section will open, followed by Thane to Ahmedabad. Finally, the Mumbai to Ahmedabad section will open. The three most important technologies, suspension bogie technology, propulsion technology and vehicle control technology, will all be designed by India.
The Railways Minister also announced that the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Guwahati and Kolkata soon. Mr. Vaishnaw said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this train within the next 15 to 20 days. Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan addressed a special Gram Sabha at Loni Budruk in Maharashtra's Ahmednagar district, outlining the provisions of the Viksit Bharat Jiramji Act 2025. The program was webcast nationwide and viewed by over 6 million people from more than 1 lakh locations. Mr. Chauhan said that the new law provides a legal guarantee of 125 days of employment with mandatory payment of wages within 1 week. In case of delay beyond 15 days, workers will receive an additional 0.05% interest. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is rapidly progressing towards becoming the world's third largest economy, and artificial intelligence, or AI, is emerging as a growth driver for the Indian economy. Addressing a special program under SOAR, Skilling for AI Readiness, at the Rashtrapati Bhavan today, the president said that AI is not just a technology, but a powerful opportunity for positive change in the country. The India-Australia Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement has come into effect, granting all Indian exports a duty-free access in the Australian market. Under the agreement, 100% of Indian tariff lines will get duty-free access, benefiting key sectors like gems and jewellery, textiles, leather, footwear, furniture, food products, engineering goods, medical devices and automobiles. India, in turn, will offer preferential access on over 70% of tariff lines to Australia, mainly covering raw materials and intermediates like coal, mineral ores and wine. In Chhattisgarh, Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai and Union Minister for Tourism and Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat today laid the foundation stone of the Bhoramdev Corridor Development Project at a program held at the Bhoramdev Dham in Kabir Dham district. Under the central government's Swadesh Darshan Scheme 2.0, the Bhoramdev Corridor Development Project will be developed at an estimated cost of around 146 crore rupees. In Switzerland, many people are feared dead and more than 100 injured after an explosion and fire ripped through the La Constellation bar in Cromontana ski resort in Valle Canto on New Year's Eve. Police said the seriously injured were taken to hospitals in Sion and other cities, while rescue teams, helicopters and ambulances rushed to the scene. Authorities said an investigation is underway to determine the cause of the explosion, but an attack has been ruled out. The Chief Executive Officer, CEO of Prasad Bharati, Gaurav Dwivedi, today launched two versions of the national song Vande Mataram at the Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi. These are the first of 25 planned musical renditions by Akashvani and were digitally released to mark the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, the CEO said this commemoration is an opportunity for the people to rededicate themselves to the nation by listening and also understanding the various aspects of this song.
Vande Mataram was composed during our freedom struggle, and as part of the freedom struggle, it became not only a song, but a symbol of our independence movement. People adopted this song not only as a song, but also as a slogan, but also as a salutation.
And that is the end of this news bulletin.